out of the markets, and it's been a good session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones has closed 336 points higher. The Nasdaq gained 81 points. The S&P 500 was up 36 points on the close. And in London, the FTSE closed 55 points higher. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $97.41 a barrel. Tapas crude's at $114.99 a barrel. And gold at $1,614.05 an ounce. The Australian dollar is just over $1 US, 76 euro cents and 64 pence sterling. For more on today's finance, David Bassanese is a markets columnist for the Australian Financial Review. He joins us now from Sydney. David, good morning.
Morning, Michael.
We had the release of those RBA minutes yesterday, and the board members made very clear their deep concern about the potential ongoing impacts of the European situation.
Yeah, well, really, the vote to cut interest rates this month was really a vote of no confidence in Europe's ability to deal with its crisis. No matter what Europe does now, I mean, the outlook is that that region will be in recession next year, and that's weighing heavily on the Reserve Bank. And you know, obviously, that will have flow through effects. We're already seeing that in China, and so that was the main driver of the bank's actions.